Stephen Colbert defends anti-Israel campus protesters after Trump praises NYPD response. By David Ng on May 1, 2024. CBS late-night comedian Stephen Colbert defended the anti-Israel protesters who have taken over university campuses across the country after former President Donald Trump praised police in New York for their response to protesters at Columbia University. On Tuesday's show, Stephen Colbert said the public should support the protesters as long as they are peaceful. But Colbert didn't mention that in some cases, protesters have behaved violently. At Columbia, students smashed through windows and doors to occupy Hamilton Hall. At some schools, demonstrators have blocked other students from attending class. At George Washington University, one protester was seen with a sign saying "Final Solution," a reference to the Nazis' extermination of Jews. Colbert bypassed these incidences during Tuesday's segment. "Now, even if you don't agree with the subject of their protests, as long as they are peaceful, subjects should be allowed to protest," said Colbert. "It's their First Amendment right." Colbert also criticized those university leaders who have forcibly removed the encampments that left-wing students have created in violation of campus policy. College administrators are using the classic de-escalation tactic of sending in heavily armed police and threatening to call the National Guard, the comedian said. Colbert's defense of the anti-Israel protests came the same day former President Donald Trump praised the NYPD for its action in removing encampments at Columbia. Speaking to Fox News, Trump praised the way they, NYPD, walked in and were not afraid of anything. Meanwhile, anti-Israel violence continues to roil campuses across the country. At the City University of New York, anti-Israel demonstrators began pushing the police line and allegedly stormed a building near the anti-Israel encampment on campus. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.